In conjunction with the PBS series We Shall Remain, we've been exploring issues of Native American sovereignty and identity. For many Native Americans, Hollywood long ago created an identity crisis. Either they're war-whooping savages like these in the 1948 movie Fort Apache, or they're the grunting but musical natives in Disney's Peter Pan. After decades of being shoved into these stereotypes, a lot of Indian artists are trying to write their own script. From Wisconsin Public Radio, Brian Bull reports.
There are modern, real-life icons from Indian country. There's runner Billy Mills, an Olympic gold medalist, U.S. Senator Ben Nighthorse Campbell, activist Winona LaDuke, and Pulitzer Prize-winning novelist N. Scott Momaday. But trumping all of those is the image of the red man on the silver screen.
I remember as a little kid playing the Lone Ranger, my little brother, and I had to be the ranger because he was smarter. We're taught that.
Charlie Hill is a comedian and member of the Oneida Indian Nation of Wisconsin.
We're indoctrinated. We don't know better. Jay Silverheels, I think if he came around in another era, he might have been offered better parts. But the part of Tonto, he was just, me not know, a grunting savage.
You all alone now, last man. You are a Lone Ranger.
Yes, Tonto, I am a Lone Ranger.
Kemosabe, me help you fight outlaw.
He just didn't belong to any Indian nation. He was just a generic Indian that was created by the white man. And the white man singular. I don't know who that guy is, but he's screwing everything up.
Hill says he's been a victim of stereotyping as well. Doing TV gigs in the 70s, writers would try to make him do what he calls ugh and mug for the cameras.
I would hear it from other comedians or people. You got a great gimmick being Indian. I said, well, great, my parents are gimmicks. And then I wouldn't get hecklers. I would get people would, or I would play in Vegas, and I'd be in the lobby afterward, and people would go, oh, you were the Indian on the show last night. Like, that's a part I played.
While a lot of that stuff seems way in the past, Hill says today you don't have to look any further than professional sports for stereotypes. Hill takes them on in his Club Red radio skits.
In the AFC in the first quarter, it's the Milwaukee Krauts 3, the Pittsburgh Negroes nothing. In second quarter action, the Miami Cubans are walloping the Cincinnati Czechoslovakians 38-3.
And Jim, I don't want to hear anything from you about bounce checks.
At the other end of the stereotype spectrum are romantic notions of Native American spirituality. New Age drum circles, power crystals, and silken dream catchers. Hill's got a shtick for that, too.
Out of the mists of time comes a fragrance for men that will put her in your power. Shaman cologne.
I dreamed we were lovers in another life. Then I knew it the night he wore Shaman.
Amidst all these stereotypes, occasionally an honest three-dimensional portrayal comes through. One famous one, Marilyn Whirlwind. One of the best-remembered characters from the 90s TV show Northern Exposure. Elaine Miles played Marilyn. She's a Cayuse Nez Perce, and she remembers her first role model, created by Madison Avenue.
Oh, the Missoula girl. She was for a commercial for the Missoula corn aisle. She'd come out with a basket full of corn, and she had really long hair and stuff.
We knew all about the goodness of maize, corn, before America was America. You call this Missoula margarine. Because the corn oil in Missoula comes from maize.
I used to tell my mom, I want to be like the Missoula girl, you know, because when I was little and growing up, I had really long, long hair. And I'd walk around with a little basket that my mom had, and I'd put corn in it and do the whole commercial.
Miles laughs a little about looking up to the Missoula spokeswoman, but adds the actress was a genuine Indian who wasn't savage, grunting, or second fiddle. Through her character, Marilyn, and others, Miles hopes she's represented herself and her culture well to future generations.
Because I have some kids that grew up with Northern Exposure that say that I was the coolest thing on TV when they were growing up, and that makes me feel so old, but, you know, but they remember me, and that's the same way I am with the Missoula girl.
Miles says she wants more roles that counter stereotypes of Indians. But comedian Charlie Hill says he'd be out of work if all misperceptions of Native people disappeared.
All these stuff used to make me angry, but as I got older, I realized they're just writing my act for me. And what I do in my act, what I say is I'm not white bashing. this is just a little spiritual spanking they should have got a long time ago.
But if Hill thought he'd left Tonto back in his childhood, he's in for a surprise. Hollywood honcho Jerry Bruckheimer's planning a Lone Ranger movie, with Johnny Depp signed on to play the loyal Indian sidekick. For NPR News, I'm Brian Bull.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.